I got a message for you this morning, but you know, my spirit is telling me there's somebody out there today that just needs a word of prayer, needs some words of inspiration. With all of the fires taking place in California, the Trader Joe incident that took the life of a beautiful spirit not too long ago, as so many things happening in Washington, D.C. and across our nation, I just want you to know that no matter what you are going through, no matter how difficult it is, there's somebody that right now might be talking about you, talking behind your back, or somebody who might owe money to you and they are not going to pay it to you and you're getting upset and frustrated over it. I want you to know right now God is still on the throne and that God can handle that battle for you, that is not your battle, that you need to release it and let it go. There's a mother right now wondering whether her son is going to jail or not. I want you to know God has that in his hands. He has all power in his hands. So I don't want you to worry about that. Somebody in the hospital today going through sickle cell anemia or cancer or been diagnosed with diabetes, we rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to know God is still on the throne. Somebody right now wondering whether their house is going to be foreclosed on, I don't want you to worry about it. God said he got your back and he believes in you, and you need to believe in him. I want you to know he created us for power, for a purpose. He gave us power, dominion, victory, and authority, and we need to claim that as men and women of God. We are ambassadors of Christ. Somebody is saying, Reverend Smith, how can you speak on behalf of God like that? Because I was anointed by him to teach and preach the gospel as through Jesus the Christ. And I'm telling you as an ambassador of the kingdom of God that God has declared his power in you, and all you need to do is trust in him and believe in him, and I guarantee you everything will be all right. I want you to know weeping may endure for a night, but joy does cometh in the morning, and no weapon formed against you can prosper, because you are more than a conqueror. So in Jesus' name, I want you to start your Sunday morning off with that and let it reside in your spirit all throughout the week, that God is on the throne, and that great is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Take that and receive it in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you this morning about something that I think is very, very important for all of us to understand. It's something that has been on my heart, and the more I come in contact with men and women of the kingdom, I inquire, and I seem to get this spirit of wonder, this spirit of doubt, this spirit of pondering. People are wondering, why am I going through things? Why am I suffering? I have prayed all night. I have been to church. I have tithed faithfully and according to God's word. Yet, for some strange reason, I still seem to go through some things, and they don't seem to be right. They just don't seem to make sense. And at the end of the day, it's just not fair. And I don't understand why God is doing this to me when I have done all that I can do within my power to worship and to glorify him. I don't know why my son or daughter is acting up. I don't know why my spouse is acting a fool. I just can't understand why my employer is treating me the way he or she is treating me. And so I'm just at a point where I'm almost at a loss for words. And I just need some kind of reassurance that God is still on the throne. Can I tell you this morning, some of us are having those questions and we're beating ourselves up about having those questions. I want you to stop beating yourself up today. I want you to know that the questions that you are posing to yourself are real questions, are genuine questions, and they're questions that God can answer. How many times have we asked this one question, why? Why? And then we get a little more sophisticated and intellectual. We ask then the question, why me, comma, God, question mark. So the question is, why? Why me, God? Why did I have to go through this thing? The situation we go through seems difficult, challenging, and even sometimes unbearable. No matter how religious we are, we find ourselves asking the question, did I deserve this punishment from God? Or have I offended God in some way and this is my punishment? Can I say to you, my friend, that God is not in the business of punishing you? I think I'm going to say that again. Can I say to you, my friend, that God is not in the business of punishing you? We don't serve a vengeful God. God is not some angelic or ubiquitous bellhop seeking to respond to our whims and caprices in the world. He is not a God seeking to bring down judgment on you. When we have a true and proper understanding of God, we understand that God seeks to love all of his children. This God we serve is a forgiving God and desires to serve as a universal blanket of love and protection for all of his children. I want you to leave with that today. I want you to lead your life today with that, understanding that the God that we serve is a forgiving God and desires to serve as a universal blanket of love and protection over his children. This is why in Jeremiah 29 and 11, he says, I know the plans I have for you. They are plans to prosper you, to give you hope, to help you, and watch this, not to harm you. Well, if they're not plans to hurt you or plans to harm you, that means that these plans that God have created are designed to what? Help you. They're designed to help us. God desires us to succeed in life. In fact, it is in God's best interest for those who really love him and serve him to thrive in his powerful and majestic name. This is the awesome God that we serve. For our success is God's success. Can I say it again? Our success is God's success. Our victory is God's victory. Our power and dominion and authority that we establish in the world, all is part of God's victory and part of God's plan for our lives. And every time we succeed in life, God reveals himself through your smile, through your laughter, and through your excitement. This is why every time we are successful in life, even when others have helped us reach the apex of our accomplishments, we must always say, to God be the glory. For in that glory to God is the blessing we have been longing for all the days of our lives. This is something that I want you to understand this morning, that as I teach on this subject, I'm teaching it for the purpose of allowing you to allow your experiences and to put those experiences in context and in a proper understanding that God is not allowing you to go through situations for the purpose of punishment, but he's allowing you to go through those situations for the purpose of development. The biblical text that this message is coming out of today comes from the book of John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 9th verse. And I want to read that so that we are clear on what the word of the Lord is saying, because this particular passage of scripture illustrates the point that I want to teach on this morning. The Bible says in the 5th chapter of John, the 1st through the 9th chapter, after these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a certain man, here's the 5th verse now, a certain man, that's an individual now, that's somebody with a unique condition, a unique situation that just might be you, a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" Here's a question being asked. Do you wish to get well? Here's a question to ponder. Do you wish to get well? The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." If you notice in this particular verse, the 7th verse, the man really doesn't answer the question that Jesus posed. What the man does is that he gives an excuse as to why he's not into the water. But Jesus asked the question, "Do you wish to get well? Do you wish to get well?" There's some powerful wisdom and knowledge just in that question. And all it requires is a simple answer of yes or no. But the man doesn't give a simple answer. He goes and he says, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." That sounds like an excuse. That sounds like a reason why you're not moving forward. That sounds like you want to just turn over your victory to somebody else. But then in the 8th verse, Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your pallet and walk." Here's that word, arise, arise, arise. That means wake up. And then he doesn't say just arise. That arise mean to be aware of your surroundings, to be conscious of who God is right in your midst, to be aware of. And then he says what? He says, do some action. Now take up your walker, take up your pallet, take up your bed. And then I want you to do something else. I want you to walk. The Bible says in the 9th verse, and immediately the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk, took up his bed and began to walk. The Bible uses the word immediately. That means that now all this individual had to do was hear the word of God. If I were to use as a subject from which to preach this subject or teach this subject this morning, my subject would simply be this: the lesson and the blessing. The lesson and the blessing. The lesson and the blessing. With every lesson, there is a blessing. A lesson is defined by Webster as a period of time in which you are learning something. Lessons are designed to bring something out of you that you really did not know you even had in you. It is through this lesson that you learn you can do something you otherwise thought you could not do. Lessons are designed to strengthen you, but even more so to wake you up to a reality you were not previously aware of. Here, this invalid man remained in the pool side because he believed that he could not get up, and he believed he could not get into the pool. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. I want you to understand what's going on in this text today. That he is a man who for 38 years stood in a condition, didn't believe that he could get into the pool, but knew that the pool had some kind of healing to it because the angel would visit it every season. You would think after 38 years, after year one, he would design a plan and say, you know what, I'm going to figure out a way to get in the pool now because I know this pool is blessing. But nevertheless, he doesn't. He waits until 38 years. He remains in this condition. And many of us are remaining in a condition of a mental state where we're wondering, why is God keeping us in this situation? Why are things happening to us that we don't believe we deserve? What is going on that things are not operating according to what God has declared it to be? It doesn't seem that Jeremiah 29 and 11 seems to be proving out for our lives. But can I tell you, there's a lesson that's going on in your life right now. There's something that God desires for you to learn while you are going through this experience. Somehow this man, invalid man, this sick man, this certain man, as the scripture talks about in the book of John, he believed that the pool had power to heal him. And if that he could just get in the pool, all would be made well. Yet somehow in his own mind, he did not believe he had the power to get up and put himself in that pool. He found every excuse possible. Every excuse he could think of as to why he would not get into that pool. He blamed somebody else every time. "Sir," as he's talking to Jesus, "I'm ready to get into the pool." What happens? Somebody else jumps in and I don't get a chance to get in. I can only imagine Jesus just looking at him right now. Just looking at him with an eye saying, "Really? Saying, really? Do you really want to be saved? Do you really want to be healed?" This man blamed other people getting in the pool before him as a reason why he could not get into the pool. To himself, he in all likelihood said, and I can only imagine Jesus saying this, this man saying this to himself, "Lord Jesus, why me? How come everybody else can get into the pool and be healed but me?" Does that sound like somebody you know? I know, talk about your neighbor or your friend, but often we don't think about it. It might be us. Sometimes we ask that question, Lord, why? Why is everybody else getting a good job and I can't get one? Why is everybody else getting a house and I can't get one? Why is everybody else's credit seems to be moving along and I can't get one? Lord, why? 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 Why is everybody else being healed and I'm not being healed? Is there a lesson to be learned here? And how many of us have found ourselves in that same situation? Lord, how come I can't pass this exam? Lord, why did my spouse, my mother, sibling, father, friend have to die? Lord, why was I? Why was I the one singled out by the police? Lord, why did I get sick? Lord, why am I in the hospital? We ask these questions because we believe God in some strange format imposed these burdens on us. But God is a liberator, not an oppressor. Can I tell you that again? God is a liberator, not an oppressor. God is a healer and not a dealer. God is a healer and not a dealer. If you are going through something in which you don't understand, I want you to know there is a lesson to be learned by what you are going through. Just think about this now. God is not a respecter of persons, says the scripture. He doesn't care whether you're red, yellow, black, brown, white, green. Doesn't matter. God wants to deal with your spirit and your soul. For the spirit and the soul are the true regulators of life. There is a lesson in every experience. There is a lesson to be learned in every situation. Now, as a lesson is that in which something is learned, so it is with the experience of the certain man here who was going through a lesson he didn't even realize. This individual, this certain man, was stuck in a situation for a significant period of time. He was to learn something during this most difficult experience. His lesson was that at any point he could have gotten up, placed himself in that pool if he truly believed in the God of himself. Jesus said that the invalid man was in such a condition for a significant period of time. In other words, that invalid knew that if he could just know, if that invalid could have known that God was within him, he would have been able to pick himself up and put himself into that pool. There's a lesson for him to be learned here. There's also, after every lesson, a blessing. The lesson here is that if you desire change in your life, you must have a want for it first. Don't hope for it, work for it, and then get up and do something about it. The other lesson to gain from this text is in the invalid's ability to get up and walk. Just as the invalid got up and walked at Jesus' request, so it is the certain man, this invalid could have gotten up a long time ago. The invalid got up and did something he did not know he had the ability to do. My friends, every situation, every experience is an opportunity to learn something. And then after that learning comes the blessing. Now, out of that blessing, out of that lesson comes the blessing. And what is a blessing but a thing which brings happiness in one's life? God blesses you for the lesson that you are going through. So don't get upset and frustrated when you're going through something. Look for the blessing in it, because out of that lesson, a blessing is going to come. Out of that lesson, you're going to learn something you never even realized. In the book of John 14 and 12, he says, "Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do it even greater than what I'm doing right now." There is a blessing in your life if you believe in the God within you. For greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. For in every lesson, there is a blessing. God bless you.